I don't know. I really don't know. I wish I had a defining answer for you, but I don't.
You guys feel so good about it in camp.
Yeah, you felt great about it. You know, things seem to start to come around, and the one thing that stayed consistent, we would often say that it's a base building block for the defense, and it was new to us at that time, and we had some pieces who had just been with our defense for a while, and it was time to try to make that gel. But didn't seem like that happened. You know, it didn't seem like you had, you know, the chemistry and all that stuff was there to, you know, be a great defense. I mean, yeah, we could have because we definitely had the personnel to do so. So, but chemistry is so important, you know, so.
Nick, how do you see your future?
I see my future as being a bright one. I mean, since I've been here and the 5 years I've been here, blessed to be here, you know, with great fans and great that the organization had me to be a part of this team, that I played well in that time. And my game has never changed. It's still the same, or it's still going uphill, as I say, as though some people start to taper off and go down. So that is my own perception of myself. You can call it being a little bit biased, but you guys have seen me play and you've seen what I can do. So that's all I can say about that. I can only handle what's I can handle, and everything else I, you know, put in God's hands as though I've always done, and then let the chips fall where they may.
Do you feel like your future is here?
I would like for my future to be here, but once again, that's out of my hand. I really can't do too much about that. I mean, once again, like I said, I mean, you guys have, you know, watched me play. You've seen things that I've done. So that speaks for itself. The fans love me. I love the fans. So,
in hindsight now, when you look at the situation when they made the switch, because at the time you were the second leading tackler on the team. So, in hindsight, how do you register how everything happened? I mean, clearly you have good friendship with guys, but I'm sure it was tough.
Well, yeah, it's always tough, but. Contrary to popular beliefs, I'm a professional first. I'm sure you guys were a little, you know, standoff about approaching me after the situation actually took place. But like I said, you know, people were expecting for me to erupt and, you know, bash this and bash that. But if anyone who knows me, they know that I'm not that type of person. I'm a professional first and foremost. My opinions are what they are, despite anyone else's opinion. And as long as I have that and my plan and ability, and I actually go out, you know, week in and week out and actually show the type of player that I am, that's the only thing that truly matters. I mean, I play with a bunch of great guys in this locker room, and it's been an honor and pleasure to, you know, play with, you know, some of them. Because, I mean, as a guy coming up in this league, you want to play with guys like, you know, Champ, John, and Dre, and, you know, so it was an honor for me. But I tell you what, you know, Nick Ferguson is not finished playing. You know, I still have some years in me left. So.
How did you guys talk about changes in the scheme, even during the season, how tough that was to win? How difficult was that? It seemed like you never guys really settled in.
Well, you know what? Some people say that, you know, change is good. You know, and that all depends on, I guess, the situation. But I think sometimes, you know, the whole thing about this game and anything you do is about chemistry. And you have to have that chemistry going for you. Just like the way I look at it, I don't know if any of you guys ever had a taste of gumbo before, but there are special ingredients in that gumbo that makes it great. So when you talk about a team, you talk about a defense, you have to have those key ingredients to make that gumbo special.
I know you touched on this last week, but with the 1 year of Nick, will you reflect back today and some fond memories
for the Yeah, I mean, I will reflect on this particular day, I think, as long as there's breath in my body, because, you know, I talked to you the day after, and I got married that same day. So, like I said earlier in the week, every time I, you know, celebrate you know, my anniversary, I celebrate his death, so they'll be forever combined, you know, and like joined at the hip, so.